here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Well, if you've got elderly parents or maybe you have someone who's that you know who is disabled or struggling or is in aged care facilities, great idea. I don't know why it's taken this long, but doctors can now give the COVID-19 vaccination in homes, in-home visits.
Wow.
So if you're worried that perhaps, you know, your elderly dad can't drive to get it, or they're saying they got it and they didn't, or you're worried or whatever. So now, which is great, the green light has been given because they're saying a lot of the elderly haven't got it done and they're the most vulnerable. And it's not just about that, you know, they're putting it off. They just maybe can't get to the GP or can't get in or doesn't want to, they don't want to get a bus to get there.
Yeah, or can't stand for 3.5 hours in the queue.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. So as long as Nurse Ratchet doesn't sign up to go to your house for the... Yeah, that's cool.
I'm with you on that one. I watched that show.
True.
I was terrified.
I didn't ask for vaccination. I don't care.
Also in the world of news, it looks like another one of our national sporting bodies is starting to backpedal a little bit. Swimming Australia find out that they've got a sick list of stories going back 14 years. Now, this is after a toxic environment. We've seen it throughout hockey environment as well, with the coach stepping down throughout the year. Cricket Australia has also gone through some soul-searching.
Matilda's had the same problem, Spike.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago before the World Cup.
So really interesting at the moment. They're saying that allegations or fresh allegations of abuse such as... they're calling swimmers dogs and get out and roll on the grass like dogs and oinking at them and calling them, putting them into a piggy group, which, like...
Don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing, but they're not new. Let's be honest. Nothing of this is new. It's only now. It's just not okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, getting out, and unfortunately one of the male swimmers not defending his time, okay, saying, okay, you've got to dress in a female's outfit until you get your time. None of that's new.
It's not like you having to strip off in front of your coach around a lake in New Zealand. That was weird.
That's not new
that
either.
Weird. Kept his place in the team, though.
Are you in a one-piece or a bikini?
No, we had nothing on, so that was okay.
Nothing.
That was fine. I like the way they're saying the Aussie men have to wear these one pieces because they're swimming like girls. If they were swimming like the girls, they'd all be winning medals.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Shut up. Wow. I'm not used to that kind of thing. I got some sad news from the Fink Desert race. We spoke about a week ago to Chris Weston, whose son was taking part in the race, and as was he, and we were overjoyed about the whole thing. Unfortunately, there's been a fatality overnight, and they've had to cancel a leg of the race. About 30 k's into the race, there was an accident, and one spectator has been killed and two injured. And so they had to delay the motorcycle section of it, and they've made that crash scene a crime scene. So they're investigating that right now, very sadly.
And that is what you need to know.